For the next few weeks in chapel, we will be settling into the season of Advent. Do you know what Advent is? Advent is that season of the year that the Christian church celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. However, during the season of Advent, which is the four Sundays leading up to Christmas Eve, the church doesn't begin with Jesus in a manger in Bethlehem. But the season of Advent begins in the opening pages of Genesis, where Adam and Eve's disobedience to God results in the introduction of sin. And from that act of disobedience, the whole of humanity was affected, to the point that the very nature of each and every one of us was poisoned with the curse of sin. However, it is also in these opening pages of Genesis, as well as the preceding pages of Genesis, that we begin to hear the first echoes of the coming Messiah, who will be offered as a sacrifice for our sins and the sin of the whole world. Listen.
A reading from Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal the Lord had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you should not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God said you should not eat fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden. Nor should you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of its fruits and ate. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." The Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Genesis 22. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt sacrifice on one of the mountains that I will show you." When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for I now know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son from me, your only son from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offering as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies. And by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And the prophets of the Bible joined their voices of the coming Messiah, who would come to bring about a kingdom of justice and righteousness. Listen.
A word from the prophet Isaiah, chapters 7 and 9. Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The anticipation of the coming Messiah heightened as the Roman Empire ruled the world of the first century and Caesar claimed to be God. But it was then God, the one true God of the universe, chose to send his son Jesus, the Messiah, into the world through a virgin named Mary, as the prophets had foretold. Listen.
Hear this reading from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Luke chapter 2 says, "In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinus, the governor of Syria, all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went out from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of the Lord. He went to register with Mary, to whom he was engaged and to who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him."
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the story of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, that we celebrate during this Advent season. The word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, meaning coming. And during these next several weeks, we will join our voices with the voices of old as we welcome Jesus, the coming Messiah. And today, we get to begin to do that even now. So would you stand and turn your hearts and attention to Jesus, the Messiah?
Father, as we enter this season of Advent, sharpen our minds, lengthen our prayers, and quicken our hearts with a desire to worship you, Emmanuel. May the light we seek be your light and the hope we crave your Son. Fill us with a longing for Jesus more than the prophets of old. We commit ourselves today to pray for your return, for your kingdom come, for your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Go in peace.